Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. Our sponsor for today's show is American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and creative ideas that can help your company, give my friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That phone number, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show Monet Amos of Step by Step Home Care Professionals, located in Balkenwood here in Pennsylvania. You are the owner and CEO, and you started this company in 2014.
Right.
So tell me, what was the inspiration to start it?
Well, let me first say thank you so much for having me. I do appreciate being here. As for Step by Step was conceived during a time when I was in seminary. I recently graduated with my Master's of Divinity in 2016. And during that time, during my studies, it was birthed that I would have this business. It would be named Step by Step. And the process would be a step-by-step process for the people that I served, meaning the clients or the consumers. It would be a step-by-step process for them in that they would be going through a step-by-step process from home to hospital or from hospital to rehab, but their process would be a step-by-step. And in addition to that, the process for me has been a great learning experience and a great experience in getting to know the population that I serve. However, Dee, I was working in the field. I was actually a caregiver myself prior to starting the business. So I have the benefit of working on both sides of the spectrum. So that's how it all was conceived.
So when you start this company, were there other companies who provide the same services that you're now trying to provide and you could do it better? Or did you see something missing in the whole process of this healthcare that wasn't out there? And oh my gosh, we can do this.
That's a really good question. And to be completely honest, when I started out in this industry, I actually kind of, it was kind of by happenstance. So I was working in corporate, and my sister asked me to go in to help one of her consumers. And initially I thought, this is really a difference in what I'm used to. However, after some time, I just saw the benefits and the beauty of formulating those type of relationships. There are so many benefits to speaking with people and getting to know people who are different from you, whether it's culturally, spiritually, like there's just a great benefit to getting to know people who are different. So for me, I saw an opportunity to provide a service that was absolutely needed. But then the difference in step-by-step home care and other home care providers is that we pretty much have a focus on total care. So not only do we go in and assist them with their activities of daily living and companionship, but we try to allow for a full balance. So the analysis that we use when we go in to assess a consumer has a lot to do with the physical, mental, social, and spiritual aspect of who that person is.
Thus the term that you have on the website, fourfold tenet analysis?
Correct.
Got you. And those would be the four?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, so let's go to, you start this company in 2014. How do you reach out to get, you call them consumers instead of patients,
clients,
I would say? All right, whatever. So
interchangeably,
right.
Clients or
consumers. How do you even begin to get your first client?
Well, that's the glory of it all. The way it started is that by word of mouth, people began to request my services. So we didn't do much in the way of marketing or advertisement. We were mainly focused or concentrated in the Wynwood area. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our clients came from that area. And like I said, it just was a windstorm. I had one client, and then I had a number of clients, like more than I can count. And I figured, okay, well, at this point, I really like to you know, get someone to come in and help me out. So I developed a resource pool, and that's how that started. So yeah, there wasn't much in the way of marketing or advertising. It was primarily by word of mouth, which I believe is the best advertising.
And when you went out and try to have somebody come and join you, first of all, how many people work with or for you now? Mm-hmm. And are you still out and about in homes doing the actual care yourself?
So currently there's myself, and I have an office staff person who assists me with administrative staff, and he goes out and develops relationships. In terms of our resource pool, we have about 200 people readily available to assist. I'm sorry, and the second half of that question.
Are you still one of your own resource in the pool of the people who go out?
You know, Dee, I love it and I miss it so much. I'm going to be entirely transparent with you. The last few clients that I worked with, like hand in hand, I was very attached to them. Like, I was really very attached to them. And I knew that as the business grew and developed, that I would have to pretty much take my hands off and allow and trust the workers that I've hired. I have to entrust them to do this work. So I do proper training with them. And I guess, to answer your question, I don't necessarily go into the homes of our clients anymore, but I am on the phone with them on a daily basis, talking to them and just kind of getting to know them, just because I for me, I guess I need that connection. I love what I do. And if I can't necessarily go in and perform the services, I would still like to have a connection with them.
Explain to listeners what exact services you're providing. I mean, medication for somebody, companionship, I heard you use that word at some point. Mm-hmm. What is the extent of the services you provide?
So primarily what we provide is non-medical home care, and what that entails is going in and assisting them with ADLs, which is activities of daily living, which could mean bathing, grooming, feeding, etc. Companionship, which is one of the things that I mentioned earlier. Light housekeeping, assistance with errands, meal preparations, medication reminders. And like I said, if there is a need for other areas of support, we can assist them with socialization. If there is a need for spiritual support, we are developing a pool of different clergy, so that if there is a need for someone who wants to have a rabbi or a priest or a man or a woman of clergy to come in and pray with them, we're actually developing that component as we speak.
We're going to take a time out here on Lifestyles, but this is an interesting conversation. Again, the company is Step by Step Home Care Professionals. Before I go to break, do you want to give your website so people can look at what your services are?
Absolutely. Thank you. So the website is S as in Sam, B as in boy, S as in Sam, home.care. That's SBS home. Care.
We are talking to Monet Amos of Step by Step Home Care Professionals. You are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
The major holidays are almost upon us. Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's. Are you prepared for your holiday party events? We produce events for the holidays and other occasions. May we package your business or personal holiday event? Are you considering a Santa Claus or three-piece band or special celebrity guest? A Christmas carol, choir, or perhaps catering? Possibly walk-around magicians, fortune tellers? We aid corporate events, smaller business attractions, family affairs. Just tell us your goals. Free consultation, free ideas, contact Wilms for Rent. Call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063.
Temple basketball tickets are on sale now. Don't miss head coach Fran Dunphy and the men's team battle. St. Joe's, Villanova, Wisconsin, UConn, Wichita State, and more at the Lea Cora Center this season. Plus, head coach Tanya Cardoza and the women's team will face off against UConn and defending national champion South Carolina, led by head coach Dawn Staley. Call the Temple ticket sales office at 215-204-TIXX or visit alstix.com to purchase your Temple men's and women's basketball tickets today.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Lynam having a conversation with Monet Amos of Step by Step Home Care Professionals. So we were talking about your clients. What would you say is the average age, or are, like, because people have longer life expectancy now? I actually looked it up today. Uh-huh. I think in 2017, women still outlive men, and it's 81 for women and 79 for men in North America. Mm-hmm. So how old would you say most of your clients, what part of their life?
So I would say the youngest client that we've served was in his 60s, early 60s. Mm. And the oldest would be about 101.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the different things. How much time in the course of a day are you tending to a client? Is it an hour that you give? Mm-hmm. Do some of them need 4 hours? Mm-hmm. What would you say?
So it varies from case to case. A lot of our cases are a minimum of 3 to 4 hours.
Okay.
And it could range from a 24-hour case to live-in.
Wow.
So it really does depend on the needs of the client.
And then the obvious question is, can insurance cover any of this for a person? Mm-hmm. Or is it coming out of their pocket?
Okay, that's a really good question. And we do accept private pay. One thing that I would encourage people who are looking to age in place at home, meaning they don't want to go into a nursing home or any type of facility, is to purchase long-term care insurance. Something like that would protect you and allow to have someone like step-by-step come into your home and assist you, you know, during the aging process. And lastly, we were just approved by the Office of Long-Term Living to receive waivers, which primarily is government funding or federal funding. And primarily what they do is after a consumer or a client has spent down a certain amount of money and they are found clinically and financially eligible, they would be able to benefit from that type of service, waiver services.
When you were talking about you got your master's in, I want to say it had faith of some sort, correct?
Divinity. Yes, theology.
Okay. Do you have a specific faith that you are Catholic or Episcopal or whatever?
Yes, I am a Christian. I am of the Baptist faith. However, I just want to be clear that we are an interfaith community and we respect everyone's faith in their denomination.
Which is a beautiful thing.
I agree.
And to also think that as people get older and fewer people maybe have less family around them, that may even become a bigger part of what they need in their life. Do you find that to be the case?
I have found that to be the case in very few cases, but it's just good to know that the service is there. You know, you don't necessarily have to take advantage of it, but just to know that it's there for those who are, you know, spiritual.
A lot of times when you're dealing with clients who are aging, you know, sometimes people get, I'm forgetful and I don't even think I'm that old yet. But so are you always just dealing with the client or do you deal with the person's family in terms of what their needs are and what you're trying to provide for them?
Yeah, we are, we become a part of the team. So we work closely with family members if they're involved. We work closely with the occupational and the physical therapists, the nurses and the doctors. So basically what we do is we know what is required of that person, what the needs are of that person so that we can offer a full balance Like I said, we're non-medical, so there's not a whole lot we can do in that area. But if there's anything we could do to help that person achieve the optimum, how can I put this, their optimum life expectancy or
care. Feeling good for as long as you're here.
Yeah. So that's what we'll do. So we, a lot of times we have clients or consumers who are receiving physical therapy. So they might need range of motion exercises in between those visits. And in that case, we help them. We provide them with those services.
Do you find that consumers, doctors, or in that case would be like rehab therapists, that they embrace having you be part of the team?
Absolutely. They really admire and respect it. One of the things that I can say about the ladies that and the gentlemen that we have on our staff is that we are very committed to the wellness of the people that we serve. So if there is a doctor's appointment, you can rest assured if the client is willing to allow us to sit in on this appointment, mm-hmm. we're there so that we can relay information back to the family and let them know this is what's going on. If you can't be there, we're your eyes and ears.
Monet, just by the name, Step by Step, because obviously when you go online and you're going to research something and you start to type it in, other Step by Steps come up. Was Step by Step Home Care a franchise, or just this one exists here in Philadelphia?
Yeah, this is the one and only entity. We're just one entity, Step by Step, yeah.
And how did the name come to you then?
I mentioned earlier.
Yes, yeah, I know, but I didn't get the whole how the name came to you.
So, yeah, again, it would be a step-by-step process for the clients that we serve, because a lot of times we realize that if a client is going through a stint in rehabilitation, when they come home, that journey looks long and tedious and hard. And if you don't have somebody who can kind of walk with you through that, it can seem even more difficult. So the idea of step-by-step is to let you know that progressively we'll get toward that destination. Whatever we can do to help you move in a positive and correct direction, that's what we're here for.
So it was basically, it's a point blank, we're step by step, you'll be step by step, and it's easy for the person to hear that. Not easy process, but easy in terms of the title.
I guess for me it is, but I guess listening to you, it probably doesn't, it's not as easy. So again, I just feel that the idea of a consumer or, excuse me, a client going through, a stay at the hospital or a stay at the rehab and coming home, like that's a really scary thought to go home knowing, okay, I'm there alone. I need somebody with me. And, you know, not just somebody, but somebody who's going to understand what I'm experiencing, somebody that is going to genuinely put forth themselves to help me get to the next level of where I can get better.
Does your phone ring at all hours of the day?
Well, we're still in the growing process. I'm going to be completely honest with you. So we do get a lot of calls. And to be entirely honest, we do get calls in the midnight hour.
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A client might just pick up the phone.
Yeah,
because they become reliant of having you or the people that provide their care in their life.
Yeah. Honestly, it's just a situation where if there is a need for a client to call in the middle of the night, whatever that is, we're available.
Right.
Because it's necessary. If it makes you feel good to know that somebody is on the end of that phone and can talk to you about whatever you might be going through.
That's what I meant. Yep.
Yep. We're here.
Monet, we're going to take another time out, but we'll come back and finish our conversation. It is Monet Amos of Step by Step Home Care Professionals, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett.
lunch, or dinner. Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 6 weeks while eating real food? Don't want to deal with messy shakes, bars that taste like cardboard, or disgusting prepackaged food? Cairo Thin could be just what you're looking for. Here's what Cairo Thin is not: a fad diet, exercise program, drugs, or surgery. Cairo Thin is doctor supervised and is one of the fastest ways to lose 20 or more pounds. To find out if you're a candidate for Cairo Thin, call 610-237-6645. That number is 610-237-6645. And schedule your no charge, no obligation consultation.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. I'm Dee Line. I'm talking to Monet Amos, CEO and owner of Step by Step Home Care Professionals. When you first said CEO and owner, Monet, did that make you so proud as a professional yourself?
I don't know. I don't think about that much. I really kind of concentrate on the nature of task and what I'm doing. That makes me proud.
Where do you find the people that do the work for you now? And are you looking for people, and how would they reach out to you to maybe work for your company?
Okay, so we do advertising on Indeed. So we do that as an outreach. A lot of the caregivers that we currently have on staff, by word of mouth, they bring in, you know, quality caregivers. We are always looking for caregivers, compassionate caregivers who are really looking to make a difference in the lives of others. So, yeah, we definitely are looking for other caregivers to help.
And the website for your company, which actually would also link them to how they would be able to apply.
Sure.
So what your website is.
So the website is S as in Sam, B as in boy, S as in Sam, home.care. That's sbshome.care. And for those who are looking to call in for more information, the number is 610-321-3108. Again, that's 610-321-3108.
I know you said, so you start out and it was word of mouth that you got your initial clients. And now if you started in 2014 or a couple of years later, how much has it grown? And do you even anticipate the growth to keep taking off?
I do. I believe that... a lot of our clients, they see that we're not just an agency that's here to make a buck and that we are very invested in their care. So I believe that by word of mouth, we will continue to grow. We have grown exponentially since 2014, and with the whole idea of this whole waiver approval service that opens up new grounds for people who would not ordinarily be able to afford the service. So, yes, to answer your question, we have grown and looking for further growth.
And do you have clients who actually hire you? Maybe they're coming out of the hospital and it's for a short amount of time to get them back to a place, and then they may not need your services at this particular time, but might come back somewhere down the road.
Yeah, actually, we do sometimes. And that's where the younger population is served. We have people who might just need us for a couple of weeks or a month, maybe after a surgery or joint replacement or something like that. Then we come in and we assist them for the time needed, and then we're gone.
But because you give a good service, somewhere down the road, if they need that again, they would be the first ones to call you.
Yep, absolutely.
I like that. Monet, this has been quite fun to learn and listen about your company, and I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Dee. I appreciate it being here.
Yeah, thanks so much. All right, it is the end of another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB. I want to remind you that our sponsor for today's show has been American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For free information and some creative ideas, give them a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, have a great day.